down the way. Kept a cool demeanor even when led astray. Made mistakes when he was younger, poor decisions due to hunger. He began to chill when he seen his dudes was getting numbers. Finally went legit and found him a city job. On his way to work due to the pride, he give a silly nod to the early AM hustlers on a block who pretend to be unnerved from their action. Jack felt better than the meat. Now he's check to check, pays his taxes, pays his bills. Thought it couldn't get no better till he met this chick named Jill. Jill was down to earth, but a bit high strung. Her mouth was disrespectful, made some niggas die young. Had no father figure to show her our lady like charm. Could see from a married man she was disgusted with her moms. Sophisticated sculpture, rough and rugged like a Carhartt. Type of chick that's wearing heels to take a trip to Walmart. Her life was spent with ballers, that's the way that she would profit. They come running if she called, that's how she kept them in her pockets. Jill was digging Jack because he showed true interest. And Jack admired Jill because her aura was the simplest. She would let him puff without the whining and complaining. It was a breath of fresh air, his last relationship was draining. But Jill chose Jack because she needed something new. She was tired of all them hustlers and they scammers and they moves. The life of her was dead at time, it still would cross her mind, no. The thought of all that money, which was very well alive, yo, kept her in contact with them in flirtatious ways. Jack was such a nice guy, he was cursed to this day. Jack thought it was karma, that's why he let it go on. But he also thought it was fate, thought that she was the one. Countless amount of dollars he spent on day nights and roses. Stayed away from them hoes, the relationship had him focused. Under each other constantly, this was something they noticed. So he moved in a crib, even though it was filled with roaches. Something they both decided from the love being erotic. Then Jack became addicted, shit and never tasted the product. Ran away from that logic, helped her out of the projects. Helped her into an upstate spot to begin the process of a long-term thing, wife and kids, kinda like Damon Wayne, Tisha Campbell, she was flames hard to handle. Jill's attraction for him wasn't enough to give devotion. And because of that, the respect line became so broken. Struggling black man, she would deny him romance. The nucleus of it all was the measurement of his finance. Jill gave niggas the number to the place that they lived. And took it another notch by inviting him to the crib. Non-apologetic, justified all of her actions. Forever hypocritical, her lies were overlapping. Her ego was the worst, her pride was second to none. This is how the hatred begun and how the resentment was spun. This broken spirit, bit by bit, inch by inch, they grew distant. The love had no more truth in it. They both started to move different. This made Jack hit the streets again. Money brought all those demons in, putting a whip to that boy as if he's Adrian Peterson. But Jill would change the speed limit. Jack could never get 3 minutes. He built, she destroyed, and Jack would foolishly leap in it. She missing all that Gucci shit, Louis shit, broken bag, juicy shit, summertime Chanel boots, groovy shit, Harlem vibe, movie fit. Randall, he started moody ribs. Mouth was a semi-auto. Jack hated when that Uzi. Jill could take no more and push Jack down the hill. Fetched a pail of water with a new nigga for real. Had him some chromey wheels, coke on his dollar bill. Devil flexing them Christians, her desires fulfilled. Jack bowed out gracefully, knew he wasn't a match. He found himself in his hole cause he knew he was too attached. He took some of the blame, he knew the part that he played. Overstaying his welcome, he took that L and just waved. Reinvented himself, cherished his learning lessons. Picked money over love, looked at everything as a blessing. Years went by peacefully till he got him a call. It was chill on the other end, about 10 minutes after four. The moon was still lit, the freaks were still out. Jack was so perplexed on what this call could be about. With that call up in his eye and his sleep still on his mind, Jack let her explain on why she was hitting his line. So she began to tell him how she had no place to live. The nigga she left him for started to hustle out the crib. Till they ran up in a spot with the dogs and the sticks. Came out in possession, 1,000 yards and some bricks. She was reaping the benefits, she got hit with accessory. Jack was hoping for sweet words, but he wasn't expecting these. Jill's facing a nickel, her man's facing a quarter. Jack held on to his 2 cents from fetching pails of water. It was due to the history that kept him on the phone. Jill could tell that he was angered, it was detected in his tone. She was afraid to ask, but she mustered up the strength. Jill grew a pair of balls because she saw him as a simp. She threw on a dainty voice, setting up her thirst trap. No matter how she plays it, Jack knows that she rehearsed that. Tried to finesse him for a place to rest her head and help her with a lawyer, someone suitable for feds. Jack cringed a little, but he chuckled at the request. Began laughing so hard it brought the phlegm up out his chest. Politely he declined, gave her a harsh no. Jill tried to plead a case, but Jack told her let it go. He let her know, sorry, but I finally found my peace. Best of luck to you. I gotta get my sleep. Take it easy, bitch.